I think you will agree that life is not easy these days. Most of us are confronted with severe problems that just don't seem to go away. But I want to be quick to remind you that there is a good shepherd who cares for his sheep. He protects us and provides for us irrespective of the circumstances. If Jesus Christ is your Lord, you need never be on the losing side of life because he is the eternal victor. The psalmist wrote, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." The shepherd's trip through the valley of the shadow of death was never pleasant. All along the way, there was the constant danger of poisonous snakes and vicious animals waiting to devour their prey. Thus, the wise shepherd progressed cautiously through the cold, damp valley, prepared for any emergency. The shepherd protected his sheep with a rod. Now, this was a club about 2 feet long, made from a small tree with the root end rounded off into a ball about the size of a man's fist. Into this, the shepherd drove a number of spikes about 2 inches long. Usually, one blow from the rod would kill or disable any foes. As the shepherd led his sheep through all the grass, he would swing the rod back and forth, left to right, to frighten away hiding enemies, thus preparing the way for the sheep. Being a shepherd was not easy. On occasion, he would suffer severe wounds in battling the wild animals to protect his sheep, his hands and feet especially, but other parts of his body as well, were badly scarred from his skirmishes with wild animals. As the shepherd protected his sheep, so our Lord protects his people. You will recall he fought the worst enemy ever known and won the battle. On the cross, he suffered, bled, and died. Even more, he arose from the dead. Today, he lives in his resurrected body at the right hand of the Father. Someday, he will return to earth to rule and reign in power. His hands and feet are scarred, but he won the battle. You might wonder, if he won the battle, how is it that the devil still lives? Well, it's true, he does still live. In fact, Peter tells us the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is far more subtle and dangerous than most of us realize. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, he can be defeated. He may be mighty, but remember, Christ is almighty. The devil cannot harm any of the Lord's flock if we stay close to the shepherd. We are assured that the shepherd's rod will be our protection. His promise is found in Revelation 3, verse 10. "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation." Now, this does not mean that we shall not be confronted by the enemy many, many times. But when he attacks, if we trust Christ completely, we shall enjoy victory over the devil. But in spite of this, there are many defeated Christians. They may be trying to overcome their besetting sin, but the weakness is that they are trying instead of trusting. Listen to Romans 6, verse 14. "Sin shall not have dominion over you." Did you hear that? Sin shall not have dominion over you. This is not sinless perfection nor the eradication of the old nature. It is daily, joyous, victorious Christian living in the power of Jesus Christ. Victorious living is a moment-by-moment experience in the power of Christ. There is no dedication experience great enough to last a lifetime. We need a daily experience with the Lord if we expect to live in victory. This is a supernatural walk with self-crucified. It is a life of complete confidence in Christ, a walk of faith. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, Paul tells us to fight the good fight of faith. But he does not end there. He hastens to add, of faith, To fight the good fight is a bitter struggle. To fight the good fight of faith is a glorious victory. Are you enjoying this victory? Are you living close by the side of your Lord, letting Him give you victory over all temptation and evil? If so, then you can say with David, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." It is interesting to note that the rod was never used on the sheep, but only on the enemy. The staff was used more directly in relationship to the sheep. The staff was a slender stick bent or hooked on one end. It provided several uses. While leading his sheep along unknown paths, the shepherd would tap on the ground with the staff to find the most solid ground. If the sheep should fall into a ravine beyond the shepherd's reach, the shepherd would use his staff, twisting the hook into the wool of the sheep and lifting enough to enable it to climb out. Sometimes it was necessary to use it as a rod to correct the sheep. A tap on a back or on a leg would usually bring it into position. At night, as the sheep entered the door of the fold, the shepherd would use his staff to number the sheep. The staff was always used for the comfort or the well-being of the sheep. Our great shepherd is not without his staff. It is so marvelous to know he always goes before us, testing the ground on which we must walk. For the child of God, there are really no accidents or uncertain paths. If we are truly following the Lord, we may be assured that our entire way has been planned and prepared by Him. Of course, if we fail to follow Him, then we may encounter difficulty. But if we stay close by His side and walk in the light as He is in the light, there can be no disappointments. All will be His appointments. But regrettably, we do not always follow our Lord. But praise God, He understands. His love will not let us go. Though we find ourselves wandering from His side, suddenly we feel the staff of His love tucking in our hearts. We hear the words, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." We are so unworthy, but He reminds us that His love does not depend on our worthiness. We realize afresh that victory is in Him, not in our wayward hearts. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. But suppose we refuse to hear His voice and neglect to answer the gentle touch of our Lord. Then He must be stern. The comforting staff becomes a rod of judgment. We must learn a new lesson. Affliction will be our teacher. Is God angry? Never is He angry with the believer. The same hand that chastens us is the same hand that comforts us. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5, "For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ." The Lord will not leave us in our affliction. Could it be that at this very moment you're feeling the touch of the Lord's rod? Well, just remember that even this is another indication of His great love for you. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. Don't revolt against your trial. Pray. Seek God's purpose in it. Claim victory through Christ. And if you feel that Christ is a stranger to you, that's because you're a stranger to Him. If you've never received Him into your life as Savior and Lord, now is the time to respond to His grace and mercy and say, "Jesus, come into my life and save me. I want to follow You. I want to do Your will." Blessed God, some of us are passing through the valley of the shadow today. But we have felt the touch of the shepherd's rod. Thus we know He's there. And we know He will not fail us, for He never has. Help us to walk by faith and trust Him fully as we wait for a new and fresh victory. I pray this in His name. Amen.